In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven, a geoengineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she is willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Reyes Sehorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting enrolls for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Individual results may vary. Consult a doctor prior to use.
You've lost so much weight. How'd you do it?
I got medical treatment for weight loss through Zelty and lost 50 pounds. I struggled for the longest time, but Zelty makes it easy and affordable to get weight loss treatment 100% online. Zelty providers can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications clinically shown to help people lose weight, like Wegovy, Zepbound, and others.
I've heard those medications can help you lose weight, but aren't they expensive?
Zelty can help get the medication covered by insurance, so it's as little as $0 a month.
What if you don't have insurance?
No problem. Zelty may be able to help you get other GLP-1 medications for 80 to 90% off the price of name brand medications.
I'm ready to start losing weight. How do I get started with Zelty?
Just text.
Text THIN to 200-300 to get started today with Zelty and see if weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound are right for you. Don't wait. Text now for a link to your exclusive offer. Text THIN to 200-300. That's THIN to 200-300. THIN to 200-300.
Q-Code presents From Now, starring Richard Madden and Brian Cox, directed by Reese Wakefield.
Mission Control, do you copy?
He's dead.
Captain Harrow's dead, they're all dead.
Hello, this is Lisa Rollins with the United States Air Force. State your nationality and purpose.
I don't know what happened. We were there.
Sir, you're encroaching upon protected airspace.
Oh, there's people down there. Oh, I'm covered in it.
Say that again. Repeat.
I can't see through my visor. I can't see.
Sir, country of origin.
Oh, there's blood everywhere. Like a nightmare. Oh, it's hell.
Am I in hell?
At 12.03 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, November 20th, 2060, an anomalous object was detected entering Earth's orbit, sparking concerns of...
Even if this was an orbital ballistic from a rogue nation, this is prohibitively expensive technology. It would be a bold gesture. I mean, how can we be sure it's not simply an asteroid just passing by?
Asteroids don't change direction. They don't recalibrate their flight path.
And we're going to report its current trajectory is 32 degrees, 15 minutes, 12.4560 seconds north. And 110 degrees, 54 minutes, 42.4404 seconds west, putting it on a course for
Tucson, Arizona.
It's the Russian Federation. It has to be.
Everyone's going to feel very silly when this turns out to be a chunk of vintage space debris falling back onto our already polluted planet.
Brain reports its thrusters are operational.
This is not space junk. This is an operational machine.
And new evidence now suggests the unidentified flying object isn't extraterrestrial or even a foreign spy plane.
It's part of a missing spaceship returning back into Earth's orbit.
Wait, what?
It's not possible.
Breaking. The unknown aircraft has now entered Earth's atmosphere over Arizona. The White House and the Pentagon have yet to comment on this.
Hunter, you awake? We're already late. Hunter.
I don't suppose there's an update for bossiness yet. Or is that inescapable in you Lambert 2.3 models?
An update for bossiness?
Can I update you to stop telling me what to do?
It's your imagination. We're designed to be just as friendly as your previous caretakers, but without the burden on your insurance provider.
You already assisted me for 10 years, haven't you? There's no need to advertise yourself.
It's a programmed component of my self-awareness.
Well, it sounds like bullshit to me, Nurse Allen.
Language. Let me help you out of your rocking chair.
I can do it. Sure.
That's it. Sit right there.
It's breakfast already?
You already have breakfast. It's time for lunch now.
You're lying.
I'm programmed never to lie.
Yeah.
It's impossible. What? It's come back. It's come back.
This is a live look at the shuttle, and it's simply quite unexplainable. As you can see, the ship appears to be the famed USS Hope that went missing 35 years ago, in 2025. The USS Hope is currently escorted by 10 fighter jets over Flagstaff, Arizona.
The NSA have claimed to make direct contact with one of the crew members, Lieutenant Edward Fitz.
Edward Fitz,
which many are claiming an elaborate expected to make hoax. Contact within the half hour, should everything go according to plan.
But we have just had confirmation that emergency teams are already prepping for their arrival.
Turn it up, would you?
Not until you eat your protein allotment, Hunter.
Just call it meat, for Christ's sake. We might have strip-mined our resources, but at least we still have cows. I can't hear the news.
Your content time isn't for another 2 hours.
Who gives a shit?
Language. Hunter, you really need to consider the power of language. Our words are the foundation of our thoughts.
I knew it. I knew it would come back.
The Hope's landing has been complicated by powerful storms over the region. The afternoon sky nearly black above us. Ladies and gentlemen, it might be best to pray to whatever higher power you believe in. We are only moments away from impact. And here it comes. The craft's legs have deployed. The ship is wobbly, but still whole. Yes, it's just touchdown, and they're preparing for deboarding.
Can you believe it, folks? The USS Hope back on U.S. soil.
Quiet down. What are they saying?
For those just joining us, the U.S. government has successfully designated a makeshift landing strip outside Tucson, cordoning off a 3-mile radius. We have confirmed that crew member Lieutenant Edward Fitz made contact with the Air Force a little over 2 hours ago, but no word from the other astronauts.
Did you say Edward Fitz? You're saying an original crew member has survived this whole time? That'd make him almost
65 years old. That's correct. A caravan of military vehicles has surrounded the capsule. Weapons pointed at the ship, taking every precaution in case this is some kind of... What's this? Its internal bridge is already lowering. The door is opening. And someone, yes, someone is stepping outside. Based on the transmissions, it must be Edward himself. He's stumbling out of the capsule. Edward's now stopped before the crowd, reaching for his helmet and... Oh my God. It's impossible.
Sir, have you heard the news?
Special Agent Watkins, of course I've heard the news. Everybody on the planet knows Lieutenant Fitz just stepped out of the USS Hope.
But looking exactly like he did when he disappeared 35 years ago, it's impossible.
No shit.
Then we agree.
I've got the President and the Department of Defense telling me they still think it's a hoax by the United Russian Federation. Desperate ploy to distract from the separatist movement. Even as this hoax seems to have morphed into something quite real.
I can be in Tucson by tonight.
There's no rush. We're looking at a ton of red tape. Every intelligence agency is making their case to be involved. And I'm not a scientist.
But I am. I worked on a PhD in aeronautics right before joining the feds.
I don't need your resume, Agent Watkins.
I've already reviewed the Hope's telemetry, space positioning, and audio communication systems. None of the data accounts for the ship's whereabouts before this morning. This doesn't feel right.
So?
So send me to Arizona. I should be assigned there.
You really think this is within our jurisdiction?
With all due respect, sir, we don't know enough to know whose jurisdiction this falls under.
Coming back to you live, we can confirm we are indeed seeing live coverage of Lieutenant Edward Feet.
That's about enough excitement, Hunter. Eat your dinner.
Do you have any idea what this means?
That you're overstimulated?
You need to call the White House. I have to get over there.
Maybe later.
Don't condescend me, Nurse Helen. Have you forgotten who I am?
I don't forget anything. Maybe you'd like to watch the USS Hope launch again? I can ask for a special session in the audiovisual.
Stop asking me that.
It's your favorite.
They'll want to talk to me about Edward.
Please. You're too agitated.
Hello? Hello? Is there anyone else I could talk to? Preferably a human being?
Hunter, you know this entire facility is fully automated. I think it's time for another nap.
I can rewire you, Nurse Helen. I'll change your predictive algorithm so much you'll have trouble stringing two words together.
Come along. Follow me back to your room.
This is a family matter. If you don't help, they're gonna come for me. Just you wait.
Hi, I'm Special Agent Alyssa Watkins with the FBI.
You got here fast. I'll be taking you to the compound, but it's good timing.
How so?
The specialists just completed their initial inspection of the Hope. They say it's the damnedest thing.
What is?
The bodies in that shuttle. The time of death wasn't that long ago. They're practically still warm.
And their condition?
A complete horror show. Blood, internal organs everywhere.
But Lieutenant Fitz survived.
Yes, he did. No internal damage whatsoever. No major injuries.
Don't you think that's strange?
We're dealing with a legendary space shuttle that just materialized out of the blue after 35 years with a single survivor alive. What part of this isn't strange?
In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven, a geoengineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she is willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Reyes Seahorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
As night settles over our country, it's likely not many of you will sleep. As we wait for more answers, let's hop over to Brian for an international report.
Yes, Dan, look, I've never seen anything like this. In Rome, they're likening Fitz's mysterious return to a biblical event. In Russia, they swear it's an alien invasion, while most of Asia remains suspicious that it's all an elaborate U.S. conspiracy, a grand hoax, especially since no outside country has been given access to Fitz as of this time.
Exciting stuff.
That is absolutely for sure, Dan.
On a lighter note, what's this we've been hearing about baby names?
Well, look, it turns out there's been an international surge in Edwards born in the past 12 hours. It seems like people want to pay tribute to the ageless miracle man any way they can.
Thanks, Brian. That's all for now, but we'll keep everyone updated as soon as we have more information.
When do I get my shot at him?
After the USAP, in about 15 minutes.
Let's hope he's not exhausted from all the questioning. It's pretty late.
I wouldn't get your hopes up. They say he isn't talking much, if at all.
He's obviously still in shock.
I would be.
But how does he look?
The exact same. Like the 30-year-old man who left all those years ago.
Pleasure to meet you, Lieutenant Fitz. I imagine it's been a long day, huh?
What day? Is this my last meeting, or?
I'm not in charge of that. Preliminary health reports say you're in good shape.
I'm not concerned about myself. I'm still thinking about everyone else in that shuttle. Where are my parents? My father's a physicist. What does he think happened?
DNA tests also confirm it's really you. Edward Fitz, 30 years old.
Who else would it be?
A clone. Or some kind of imposter.
That's what the others said. It's insane.
More insane than our present situation.
I've been telling them, get Warwick Duffy, the ground captain of the mission. He can explain.
They've already told you.
But why should I trust them?
Warwick Duffy passed away in 2046. I'm sorry.
Why are you doing this? Why are you lying to me? Who are you working for? The Koreans? The Russians? Did a war break out? I saw glowing green lights when I descended. Where did I actually land?
Tucson, Arizona.
Ah, there's no windows in this room that could tell me anything. They say it's 2060, but they won't let me see outside of this compound. They won't show me footage of New York or let me talk to my family or...
You haven't been in contact with anyone?
No!
Makes sense. It's all part of the quarantine. A delay tactic until the delegates make a decision about how to proceed.
I'm an American citizen.
We know that.
Let me talk to my lawyer.
I don't have that authority.
Then why are you here?
Because I'm to judge whether you're a threat to the United States. And I want to hear your story firsthand.
I've already told it 20 goddamn times.
Then it won't take long.
It was some kind of warp speed. Except it didn't feel like I was moving, more like I was perfectly still, while the universe was moving around me, toward me. Isn't that a strange curiosity?
I'd imagine.
I wish I was better equipped to explain the experience. Just look back on the video feeds. If I've truly been gone 35 years, they'd run that long.
The USS Hope cut out 6 hours after launch.
Of course it did. Of course. They tell me NASA's extinct. Is that true?
I'm afraid so.
God, all that we were working towards. Oh, worthless. Can't be.
The official space program may have been decommissioned 30 years ago. But USAP has taken up the slack.
What's USAP?
Essentially, the shit version of NASA. To be honest, most current innovations occur through private enterprise.
But there must be someone I can talk to.
I'll see what I can do.
Rise and shine, Hunter.
I didn't sleep a damn wink last night.
Well, I have good news for you.
Yeah? What's that?
You were right.
I'm always right. What's this about?
There are men here who want to speak with you.
What kind of men?
Morning, Hunter. I'm Special Agent Ross with the FBI.
I know who you are. So, to what do I owe the pleasure?
That's confidential as of this time. Is he safe for air travel?
He has early onset dementia. His cognition goes in and out, but physically, there's no reason why...
I'm perfectly healthy, Agent Ross. And I know where we're going. We're going to see my brother.
Now, by entering this facility, you're tacitly embarking on a confidentiality agreement with the United States government.
Yeah, yeah.
That includes your android.
Noted.
Good. What are you staring at?
I've already spotted about 5 tactical weaknesses regarding this compound. But I'm sure you know that already.
Okay, here we go.
Good afternoon, Hunter. It's an honor. My name is Special Agent Alyssa.
You're another suit. Got it.
And I'm Nurse Helen. I've been caring for Hunter for...
Too many years.
I've done my research on you, Hunter. Your accomplishments within the field of space exploration are... significant.
Feels like a lifetime ago.
That's very modest.
I'm not being modest. You're probably one of the 10 people left in the world with any idea of what I've done.
Their loss. I'm asking for your help, Hunter.
Really? Oh, so this isn't a social call. Did he ask for me?
Your brother, he's scared. Scared and paranoid.
Doesn't sound like Edward. He was the most confident person I knew.
I'm telling you, he needs someone to confide in. And I need more information about a space voyage. None of his story is adding up.
Edward was a lot of things, but he was never a bullshitter. Is never a bullshitter.
Maybe. But we still need more details.
Surprised he's not already bragging about it.
You haven't seen him. Whatever he's been through, it's changed him.
You never knew him.
True. But I feel like I've known him my whole life. He's different from the public persona that was projected.
So you want me to what? Meet with him? Wear a wire?
Approximately.
He'll sniff that out in a second.
Think of it as more of a reunion.
What am I getting out of this?
You're getting to see your long-lost brother.
That's it?
You'd be the first civilian to speak with Lieutenant Fitz. That's a big deal.
I'd prefer a private conversation.
Impossible. Otherwise, the feds won't sign off on it.
Make them.
Let's be realistic. If you don't take this opportunity, who knows how long it'll be? The government certainly won't release him until they're absolutely certain they have the full story. And that is safe for the public. Plus there's quarantine protocol to consider, so you're looking at a...
Are you pressuring me?
Not at all. But I'm dead serious when I say it's either right now or potentially a year down the road. So what do you say?
Fine. When do I meet him?
Ground transport is already on its way.
From Now stars Richard Madden as Edward, Brian Cox as Hunter, Erin Moriarty as Nurse Helen, Betty Gabriel as Alyssa Watkins, Reese Wakefield as Agent Ross. Additional performances by Jessica McNamee, Jack Fallahy, Amber Friendly, Kristen Goodwin, Darren Darnborough, Angela Relucio, Natsuko Awike, James Wellington, Ray Corisani, Catherine Cavari, Tim True, Sean Clay, Mercy Malik, Mel Fair, Zoran Radanovich, Neely Oftering, and Ryan Walsh. Created and written by Reese Wakefield and William Day Frank. Directed by Reese Wakefield. Executive produced by Richard Madden, Brian Cox, Reese Wakefield, William Day Frank, Rob Herding, and Dave Henning. Produced by Tess Ryan. Supervising producer, Sandra Yi Ling. Original music and composition by Darren Johnson. Audio engineering by Ryan Walsh, Ben Milchev, and Alvin Wee. Edited by Ryan Walsh and Neely Oftering. Sound design by Katie Halliday. Mixed by Ben Milchev. Casting directors Chelsea Block and Marisol Roncalli at Atomic Honey. Casting director for guest roles, Andrea Bunker. Assistant director, Kelsey Adams. Script supervisor, Sam Beasley. Assistant engineering by Neely Oftering. Production coordinators Jack Friedman and Brandon Weisner. Post coordinator, Rachel Yanover. From Now is a Q Code production.
Hey, this is Eric Molinsky, host of the podcast Imaginary Worlds. Each episode, I explore different sci-fi fantasy genres, talking with filmmakers, novelists, game designers, cosplayers, comic book artists, and anyone who works in the field of make-believe. I also look at the fan experience, asking, why do we suspend our disbelief? You can subscribe to Imaginary Worlds wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, just checking in. And seeing if you might want to step away from the noise of the world for just a moment and connect back to you. If so, join me on my podcast, Letting It Settle with Michael Gallion, where we'll explore mindfulness, self-love, and personal growth as I share practical insights and tools to hopefully help inspire you to start to take charge of your mental and emotional well-being. Search for Letting It Settle with Michael Gallion on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you're listening now.